Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Rare Podcast. My name is Kevin, and for today, it's going to be a little different in a way. So, it's Saturday. So I was pretty productive, got a lot of paperwork done, bought a lot of supplies for my parents' shop. And so I got a good amount of homework done, like quizzes and things like that. I definitely could have done a little bit more, but I don't know why. For some reason, I feel like this week after I've taken my exams, my brain has like just given up. I'm not gonna lie to you, this week I have not done much. I mean, I've done everything that was turned in. I did miss one discussion for one class, but we're allowed to miss one out of like, I think 16. So you know what? I forgot it. I was like, okay, this is gonna be the one I miss. I'll just pre-write everything moving forward tomorrow so that whenever the discussions are due, I'll just send them in, copy paste, you know. I just thought about that now, which was kind of stupid, but yeah, gonna do that for now on. But yeah, I don't know why. So even today, after I got home from eating, I was like, okay, let me just go on my phone for like 15 minutes. I just showered, let me give myself a little break, and I'm gonna go ahead, and then I was going to start doing some busy work assignments where I'm able to just like click through them and then like go watch some Netflix or something. But I just couldn't do that today. Like today was just one of those days where I was just like sucked into my phone, like YouTube Shorts, YouTube video, Twitter. Like I was just on those apps nonstop, and it's too addicting. So I was like, you know what? Okay, let's be somewhat productive. Let me get off my phone. Right now it's 11:30 at night. I'm like, let me just record a podcast. Let me think of something that I want to talk about and then just kind of go with it. Just because for me, I don't like being unproductive. Truly, I don't. You know, there's moments where I'm like, okay, I'll take a break. But I just, you know, seeing my brain kind of just like shut down. I don't know why. It's been kind of weird. This week has been really weird for me. But let's just say definitely tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to go ahead and get a lot of stuff done. Gonna get up early. I actually started at like this TikTok account doing like nails. I did a food TikTok first, and I mean, views wise it's like whatever, and likes wise it's okay, but again, I do it for my enjoyment. But yeah, I made a new TikTok about nails, and I was like, you know what, let me just post one and see where it goes. And like I for my first video, you know, I think I'm doing okay. I got like 380 likes so far and like 2,100 views, so overall it's pretty good, I would say, for first video. And I see that there's a lot of potential going in this direction. It's just really sad that like instead of, or like doing like food, which I really love, you know, doesn't make as much in terms of views and likes compared to like, you know, doing like funny stuff in a sense, you know, like it's fun to do. But you know, it's like it's just a lot of creativity that you have to kind of like think of in a sense, like what's funny or what's interesting that I can post and things like that. So again, I'm taking advantage that my parents own a salon to where I can use that, you know, like maybe after we close or before we close, I can get like my receptionist and I to like record something. And you know, people kind of like the authenticness, especially like work videos. I see a lot of those on TikTok, and they kind of like do funny skits or things like that. So I definitely want to do those and see how things go. If I can get somewhere with this, I definitely would keep it going. I'm not, again, taking it too seriously. I just posted one for fun and I realized like it was doing pretty well, so I was like, okay, if that's the case, maybe, you know, I can keep going and seeing where this goes, you know, maybe building a fan base or just something, a following. I don't know, I'm trying not to think that far in advance until I post another video. So yeah, I'm gonna try to do that tomorrow morning. So yeah, I'm trying to get up really early tomorrow, just get a lot of shit done, because the past like 4 or 5 days honestly have been just like me like doing work here and there, like going to work to check up on everyone, but then just going home and just like mentally being drained. It's just been a lot, you know. I think like for people who are in college will understand, like, you know, you just kind of hit a breaking point. And I think for me it was just this week. You know, I've had three tests exams back to back, and it was like really overwhelming to study like days in, days out, nonstop. You know, my brain was just kind of giving up. And I think once I was done, even though I did pretty decent on all of them, I think I just was like, oh, it was like I can finally breathe. So it was just really nice that I was able to do that. And so, you know, it's like a mini vacay for me right now, as I would kind of call it. But yeah, so that's something, like, you know, it is what it is. Sorry, I feel like I'm hearing something, but you know what? I'm closing the closet. I was, like, creeping it open a little bit to breathe, but I don't know if that's my mom, like, you know, in the other room, but girl, I'm not about to die. So yeah, I'm closing the closet door. But yeah, so sorry for the off-topicness, but overall, to summarize that, gonna be productive tomorrow, gonna try to do more nail or just take more TikToks of something funny, because I guess that's what people like to see. And yeah, just doing my homework. Just I'm gonna make sure I can get everything done tomorrow, because I do have class Monday and then I have an exam Thursday, and I want to make sure that I have time for the to study and stuff. So definitely gonna be as productive as I can and not procrastinate anymore, because this week, oh my god. But it is what it is. You know, I feel like everyone kind of needs that little break, and I think that was just my mental break for the week. So yeah, so with this video, I had an interesting conversation with this guy who, he's a classmate of mine, I think yesterday, 2 days ago, on Thursday, yes. So that's what, 2 days ago? Yes. It's today, Saturday, Friday, yeah. Okay. But yeah. So, basically, what I would title this video, like, episode and things like that, it's about me being gay. I think, you know, I would like to tell you about, like, my experience and just kind of, like, the overall, you know, just, yeah, like, about me and how it's been, you know, growing up being gay, or, like, how the gay community is and things like that. But yeah, I had this one interesting conversation with this student in my class, I guess give you a little summation. So again, I'm in college, it's my senior year right now, I'm in accounting, definitely gonna study to get my CPA. So this is my senior year, so I have this semester, and then obviously, you know, a year of getting my master's. But there's this one guy in my class, so let's just give him a random name and call him Peter. So Peter is a great guy. I mean, again, being in college, especially moving here, like, fresh, you know, this is, like, I don't know anyone up here. So, because all my friends were in Miami, so to move all the way, you know, up north, it's been a very interesting experience. And so, what was it? So yeah, so it's been hard. I've been trying to do clubs, but they don't align with my schedule. Most of the clubs are on Thursday nights, which sucks because I have class Thursday nights. So, you know, I can't make it, or I can't guarantee that I'll make it every meeting or things like that. So it's a little tough, a little tricky, but it is what it is. I'll know next year to plan it out. But this guy, I have two classes with him. I have it's like this, like, two accounting classes, and yeah, so in the first class, we don't sit near each other, just because, like, we didn't know each other, obviously, like, the first couple weeks of school, and I just happened to sit farther from him, and I don't want to change, just because it's, like, I'm so accustomed to where I sit now. So, yeah, with him, I sit, yeah, and then we have this other class on Thursdays, where I do sit next to him. And, yeah, we met, both being late to class, and, yeah, we were talking, and then I was like, you know what, let me sit next to him, it would be great to make a friend. He's a very gorgeous guy. To me, I mean, he's not, like, model-esque, but he's so cute, in my opinion, very charming, very nice. He's, like, a very hard-working guy, but also very realistic. He's studious, but he's not gonna be, like, those, like, crazy nerds who want to, like, excel, be, what do you call it, like, one-uppers. Oh, I can't think of the name, but, like, they're, like, the star student that does way more, an overachiever, that's the name word. So yeah, they're, like, overachievers and things like that. It makes me feel really stupid being in that class, to be honest, just because I have a busy schedule with life, work, and I want to balance my mental health. And so, you know, like, I do obviously focus on school, you know, but I'm personally just, I know myself, and I'm not the smartest person naturally. You know, I'm, again, like, it takes me a lot to read a textbook, it takes me a lot to study, like, I have to put, like, hours and days, you know, where some people can literally just do it, like, an hour or two and get everything, or, you know, things like that, where they get things a little bit easier. I don't. I really have to sit down, go step by step. It's like, you have to, like, I have to read that textbook, like, word by word, like, definition by definition, like, so slowly and, you know, very thoroughly, in order for me to even just get the bare minimum. So again, but I would say I'm a very hard worker, and I have a lot of, like, street smarts and common sense smarts, so I'm able to get through school and just not like cheap, but like take shortcuts to make it easier for me. You know what I mean? Like if I know this is the way the teacher teaches, I'll just study that way to make sure I pass the exams and things like that. Just because I have a very busy schedule. And I'm just trying to find the most efficient way for me. Because college sometimes, or to me, is a joke, honestly. I mean, I've learned a lot in a sense, but sometimes it's just too much. Okay, sorry, I don't want to get off topic. Another side note. This episode is mostly going to be kind of like a mini rant, just kind of like free thoughts. I just thought I would make another episode, and I think I have good content for this. But yeah, I don't have anything planned. It's just kind of me talking away. Okay, so back to the main point. With this guy, yeah, again, as I said, he's like an ideal guy that I would like love to marry, like in my mind. I'm just like, I mean, again, I'm not being like, I'm gonna force anything, but it's just in my mind, I'm like, wow, like you're a guy I am looking for in a sense, like your personality, your looks, you know, your everything. Like he has like physically, again, like even height wise, weight wise, like everything, just like, okay, it's nice, you know. And personality wise, he's great. Again, I love a guy who's realistic, mature, you know, and just fun at the same time. Like he has everything I'm looking for, and it's like crazy. Like you don't understand, like he is literally what I'm looking for. When I picture the guy, it's him, and it's just like, wow. But yeah, again, I don't let anything get to me. I'm just gonna like whatever in a sense, but I'm like in the back of my mind too, I'm like, oh my god, like I love you. Not like I love you, but you know. But yeah, so we talk, you know, with the weeks go by, we talk, you know, about schoolwork and things like that. And then during our like little breaks, because our classes are like 3 hours long, but we only have those classes once a week. So yeah, during those like 10 minute breaks, we like talk and things like that. And, you know, we've slowly gone to get to know each other. And it's been great. You know, again, that's why I'm like, I felt more comfortable. I think he's felt more comfortable. And he knows I get boba a lot because I have this boba page. Again, trying like every single drink on a boba menu. And there's this boba store close to my school, which I go to after class every, yeah, so I go 3 times a week. And yeah, and I've told him, I think, like, once about it. I guess he sees me order, like, drinks while we're in class just because, like, it's about to, like, you know, he's about to finish up. I'm okay, let me just order this, go there, and pick it up, and go. And yeah, and so it was recently, it was this Thursday, yeah, and I was like, okay, and he finished early, the professor, and so I told him, like, I just can't wait to go home, like, I'm just so tired. And he's like, wait, you're not going to get boba today? And I was like, oh, no, I'm definitely getting boba. I meant, like, I'm going to get boba, as you know, as always, and then I'm going to go home. And he's like, cool, like, you know, I think I'm gonna get boba too. And I was like, oh, is he just saying that to like want to hang out? And I was like, oh my god, like, again, thinking from both perspectives, like in my mind I'm like, okay, I would love it if this was like a mini organic date, like it's like a date where like this happens naturally, you know, rather than like going on Tinder or things like that. Or it's just him really just wanting to get boba for himself and he just happens to be in the mood and I'm just having to go, you know, type of situation. I told him, hey, like, you know, we should go, they can offer like student discounts and things like that. And yeah, and he was like, sure, like let's meet up there. And we met up and I was like, oh my god, like this could be it, this could be our like first mini date that we don't know about. And then we talk in our cars for like hours and we just sit there and then stare at each other. I'm like, wow. And then kiss and then be like, oh my god, like can't believe this happened. And then just, you know, that was like in my mind, like this is what I wanted to happen. I literally was like, okay, that it better happen or I'm gonna cry. But yeah, and so I remember we got our drinks and then we just sat down. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna be here for a while, like we can talk. And I was like, cool, you know. And then like after talking for like a couple minutes, he like popped the question. He was like, hey, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, or if it's too personal you don't have to answer it, but like, are you gay? And I was like, oh my god, maybe he's asking me this because maybe he is struggling to come out or something like that, or he is gay but he wants to confirm with me. And then I'm like, yes, in my mind I'm like, if I say yes, we're gonna get married, have kids, start life together. Like I was like, oh my god, like this is perfect, everything is going exactly to plan. And then he's like, yeah, I have a girlfriend. And I'm saying that, okay, I just told him that I'm gay and he's telling me that he has a girlfriend. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, and I'm very religious. And I'm like, okay. And I'm kind of sitting there and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, okay, if you, like, this just does not add up. Like, you asked me if I'm gay. You're telling me you're basically a straight guy. with a girlfriend who's really religious. I'm like, what do you want? Like, do you want to like kill me? Tell me that like God, like, oh, he's gonna pray the gay out of me. Like, what do you like? You know, I'm like, I was like kind of scared because I was like, I mean, we're in a public area, but like, you know, like I have class with him, and I just didn't want my relationship to get ruined because he felt like this, you know. After he said those two things, I was like, okay, maybe he just wants to make sure that he's not interested in me, you know. Maybe because I do, I sometimes I've quote unquote, it's nothing, but like you can say like I'm a little feminine here and there, gay tendency, whatever you want to call it. You know, like I kind of like rest my hand down, I say girl here and there, just things like that. I mean, obviously there's no like term for it, but yeah, just to make things easier for you guys to understand, it's like being feminine or whatever, but I'm not much, you know, just like a little things here and there. I don't know if he just wanted to tell me again to confirm, like, hey, like, I'm not here as a date or, you know, things like that. So I kind of understood, like, at that moment, I was like, okay, maybe he just said it to clear the air. Then he's like, no, then I was like, okay, like, you know, why do you ask? He's like, well, you know, I've never, like, been friends with, like, a gay guy. And I would consider us friends at this point. As he said, you know, sort of. He said, like, sort of friends, you know. I was like, okay, well, obviously, this is our first time hanging out, like, outside this class. And yeah, he was just like, I'm very like, or like, I was just curious, like, you know, you are also Asian, and I know people who are Asian who have like very strict parents or like come from a very like strict upbringing. Like, how is it for you when like when you came out? And I was like, oh, okay, you know, I was like, interesting question, or interesting that you asked that. But then again, if you watch my coming out story, you know, basically I'll give you the summation. If you haven't watched it, pause now if you plan on watching it, go back and watch my coming out story. If you don't want to watch it and don't give a fuck, then I'm gonna go ahead and just continue. But basically, my parents were moving me to North Carolina to start their business, and I was like, fuck that, you know, I'm in high school, I don't want to do that, I don't want to go up there, like, I just got into the color guard, I just got into all these amazing things, like, don't take that away from me. Like, I just took the time to build myself up, you know, and I just got to know a lot of people. Like, I'm not popular in high school, but like I definitely was a little bit more well known, I would feel like. Like, people know of me, you know, like, or have heard of me or heard my jacket or things like that. So yeah, it was, you know, where was I going with it? But yeah, you know, I was explaining to him again, like, how, you know, I just want to come out because I thought my parents were homophobic, they'll kick me out, I could live with my cousin and like live happily ever after. Like, I wanted them to kick me out, you know. It's ironic because you obviously, like, as a gay son, you know, you want your parents' acceptance. I was like, no, fuck that, like, kick me out, say you hate me, spit on me, just be like, ew, go away, like, fuck you. Like, I just wanted that. Like, I wanted to be hated and like never seen again. And at that age, obviously, I just didn't care because I just wanted what was best for me, you know, not what's best for everyone. And, you know, obviously high school meant nothing, it's trash, but, you know, back then I didn't know. So yeah, and so basically, that happened. I explained to him my story, he's like kind of laughing, because obviously, especially for me, like, I feel like for him being like, this is his first gay friend, it's like such a interesting story to have as a coming out story. Like, you, again, I don't think a lot of gay guys would say that they want to be like disowned, you know. So it's definitely a different story for him to hear, and I feel like it wasn't, to me, it's not a good first one, you know, just because it's like, I don't want him to think that that's the perception, you know, because whatever I say now, in a way, I feel like that's the most familiar experience he's gonna have for my stories, you know. So, you know, but it is what it is. And yeah, he was just asking about that, and then I asked him, like, well, like, you said you are very religious, like how religious are you? And, you know, like, especially me being gay, like, how do you feel about that? And, you know, he gave me such an interesting answer to where, like, it confused me. Like, I honestly just didn't know whether to feel, like, happy or feel upset. Like, I was just so in the middle. But basically, I can't remember verbatim, but it's along the lines of like, hey, like, yeah, like, I respect you as a friend, I don't hate you any, not hate you any less, but like, obviously I don't hate you because of you, of who you are in a sense, but I don't believe in your values, or I don't support that specific thing about you. I don't know how, I don't think being gay also is like a personality or things like that, but like, about like a part of who you are he doesn't support or believe in, you know, but he still supports me as like a friend. But it's like, in my mind, when he's telling me this, you know, it's like, again, he said this very nicely. He doesn't mean to be rude, you know. He still respects me as a friend. It's just now that he knows that I'm gay, I think he just doesn't support that I'm gay. And it's like, you know, especially like, I'm telling you this now that one, because I talked to a couple friends who are like religious, like Christian and Catholic, who understand and who've been through like, you know, like religious schools from like birth to like 12th grade. So I'm telling you this now as me understanding, but like at that moment when he was telling me this, like I honestly just couldn't understand that meaning. Because I've talked to a lot of different friends, because the thing is, I was like, I don't know how to feel, you know, like this is how I kind of feel, like what do you think, or how do you, like what's your perspective on this, you know. Friends have told me, like, you know, basically he's just saying he's homophobic in like a nice way. And it's like, is that true? You know, and I thought about it and I was like, I think so, because basically he says he doesn't like, or it doesn't support gay people, you know, but he still will, like he's still okay with their personality, you know, just not the gay part. And it's like, I don't know, for some reason it just throws me off so much. And I like, I don't know whether at that moment to take it as like being like, should I have been offended, should I have been like, okay, thank you for like at least respecting like a part of me, you know, or like, you know, like should I allow him to do that, should I allow him, you know, this is me being the first gay guy he's like talked to. Like, do I want him to like, think that like this is what we do, like, oh, just like, okay, cool, whatever, like we'll accept that, or things like that. Like, should I like put my foot down and be like, no, like you shouldn't think like that, if that's the case, like we can't be friends, or I like, you know, like obviously I didn't do any of those, but it just like got me thinking, like when we were talking, because we were talking for 2 hours just like about like, again, like being friends, like just normal things, getting to know each other like as individuals. But you know, when you hear all this, it really just throws you off. And again, we've had such a great conversation. And again, he's, you know, doesn't hate me at all or things like that. It's just that one part he doesn't obviously support. And I try to think about it politically, like, okay, I will see me as a Democrat, let's say, and he's like a Republican, and maybe we both have two, like let's say I'm a full leftist, he's a full like rightist, right? I think that's the word, yeah. And like, we just have so opposite like beliefs. But we didn't know this until after talking, you know, and we liked how we are as friends, and then we found out about this about each other. So it's like, you know, does that really change about like how you guys are? Like, yes, you don't support certain things about each other, but it's like you can always just move on from that. And you know, unless they're not hating toward each other and putting your beliefs or shoving down each other's throats, then I think it should be okay, you know. So that's how I was trying to think of it, to where it would make sense. But again, I did talk to a lot of people about it. When I say a lot, I mean like four, again, from different perspectives. People who are like, I talked to one person who was Buddhist and saw it just as like a different perspective, and I talked to people who were religious and saw it as a, from a religious perspective, you know. So again, I just wanted to make sure like how it all made sense in my head, because I couldn't put it together, to be honest, and I really needed reference. But yeah, overall they're telling me, you know, a lot of my friends have told me, like, you know, it's not uncommon, like this happens, you know, where people just want, like, are okay with being friends, but they don't support that one aspect of you, and things like that. And again, I have other friends who said, no, like, that's just straight up him being homophobic, but while saying it in a nice way, and I don't think you should accept that. And I was like, okay, you know, let me see. And so I've heard it from all different angles and all different responses and perspectives. And you know, after thinking about everything at that moment, you know, the thing is, I thought about too how he is as an individual. Like, the thing is, we had a very great conversation, we're laughing, we're talking. Like, I honestly haven't like talked to someone like that in a long time. Even me going on dates with guys, like him being a straight guy, I've had like a better conversation than I ever did with any of the straight guy or the gay guys I've talked to in terms of me being on a date. So sorry, again, a little out of breath, that's just gonna be the normal thing when I fill my fucking closet, so just learn to deal with it. But yeah, I'm just kidding. Well, I am not kidding, but you know, like I'm saying it as in a nice way. But yeah, so, you know, did I just lose my train of thought? Okay, sorry. I'm like getting tired. So, yeah, basically again, like we had such a great conversation. Like it was like, I thought past that after he talked about, okay, let me just forget it for now and just see how it is. Even like, I was like, let me test something out to see how he feels. Cause he said he doesn't support gay people. But like, in what aspect? Just like men, like obviously like being with other men, like guys, or like like, how about, like, how does he feel about, like, maybe feminine guys or, like, things like that. So I would just see, you know, like, again, like, things that are considered, like, gay tendencies or whatever, just what you want to call it, so it's easier for you guys to understand what I'm doing. But again, I was like, hey girl, or being a little bit more feminine or things like that to like the baristas. I mean, I'm friends with them, so I'm just kind of testing the waters. And again, when I was trying to be funny and like, I guess, again, like, quote unquote gay, like more gay, you know, he didn't like feel disgusted or anything. He just like kind of or maybe he was laughing to deflect his like disgust, like his like being disgusted, you know, I don't know. But yeah, he definitely like didn't give off any, like, from what I was seeing, any like aura of like, ew, like, that's so gross, like, why are you acting so girly, or why are you saying girl, why is your hand like gesture like the, you know, like down, you know, or things like that. No, he was like just laughing and again like being very like normal, like, you know. So then I was like, okay, so he just doesn't like the fact or doesn't support it because of his religion that I'm a gay guy. Maybe he just doesn't believe that gay, like, men should be with men. He doesn't believe that, you know. That's the only thing maybe he doesn't believe. Like, you can be a straight guy and be a little bit feminine, but as long as you're not kissing other guys, then, you know, I guess it's like all good in a sense. So yeah. And I even asked too, like, how would you feel if your brother was gay? And, you know, he even told me too. He's like, you know, like, he obviously would know how I feel because we all grew up obviously in a very religious household. But sorry, my mic just dropped, or the stand of my mic fell. So if you heard like a little toot, it's not me, it's the mic. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. So yeah, so basically it's like, you know, and he was like, well, he obviously he would know how I feel, like, yeah, like, I would still love him as a brother, but I just wouldn't support that part, you know. And I was like, well, what happens if he like brought home a boyfriend? And he's like, well, you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable at first, you know, but maybe with time I could learn to adjust. And I was like, okay, you know what, again, I respect that, you know. Obviously he was growing up in a specific way, but he's learning to be as open-minded as possible, and that's why I respect, you know. Again, yes, maybe he basically, him saying like what he said in a nice way is basically him being homophobic, but it's just like, it's so hard to kind of like, you know, like, I don't know, like, it's like in my mind I'm like, do I really want just to drop everything, you know, because of that? Or can I be like, you know what, if you don't support, it's fine, but if you can still see me as a friend, you know, that's fine. Because we were friends before he knew this about me, and he probably had prejudgment before, you know. So, you know, it put me in a tough situation, because I'm like, do I stand my ground and be like, fuck you, let me just go somewhere, like, let me just not even talk to you? Or do I'm like, you know what, okay, you don't respect that about me, I can, you know, like, it's fine, as long as you don't treat me any other different, then we should be okay, you know, like, should I just be like that too, you know? So yeah, it's just, it's been a lot. I don't see him again until Monday, but yeah, we even after we left, he even we were talking through like this WhatsApp thing, I guess, for school. And again, he was talking for like exclamation points, you know, like being very like fun, you know. It wasn't just like dry answers, like he was talking like very like conversation-y, you know. And I respect that again. And I was like, okay, here's my Snapchat. Then we talked on Snap. He sent me a Snap, weirdly enough, of his dog. But I guess it's like his first Snap, like, post of like of something to send to me. So I definitely need to send mine, because I told him like, hey, I look so ugly right now, and it's like, I'm like in the dark, like about to sleep. So I'll send you one when I have a chance. He's like, okay, that's fine. But he was like, hey, good night, man. Like, it was great, like, hanging out with you. We definitely should do it again. So it's like, you know, maybe he's just saying that to be nice. But, you know, if I'm taking this, like, if I'm with the benefit of the doubt, you know, maybe he actually wants to be friends. Like, you know, maybe he wants to understand this more, maybe learn to, like, hey, he is gay, but he is now one of my best friends. And, you know, maybe he can look past me being gay completely and be like, you know what, doesn't matter. You know, and I even talked to him too about, like, during our conversation, like, what's the definition of being like a man? Because, you know, like, again, like, I was telling him, like, you know, like, even how my parents reacted, how my family reacted, like, they didn't care much. You know, as long as I was, like, a good person and was goal-oriented and making a shit ton of, or will strive to make a shit ton of money, then what's the point? You know, or what's the matter of me being gay or not? Because I told him, I've known a lot of people in our family who are straight, like, really straight men. You know, the typical man who's, like, you can't be girly as a guy or things like that. Like, you know, but then they struggle in life. You know, they don't have a good relationship. Things like that. Like, they're just not a good person and all that stuff. and, you know, they're not doing well in life either in terms of, like, success or whatever. They're not trying, you know. So I was like, okay, would you rather have me be like that and be like a really tough man, or would you rather me be who I am, yes, gay and a little feminine, but be like a rich ass bitch in the future, you know, goal oriented, family oriented, supports my family, will do everything for my family, a good person at heart, like, you know, it's like, what would you want, you know, what would you pick if you had to, you know? And to me, it's like, I think a lot of people would prefer someone who is, you know, a little bit more feminine or whatever, and have a strong mindset and have a better future to support them and their family or whatever, you know, and have good intentions. Like, you know, I just think that's more, so much better. And so I was kind of explaining to him that, like, you know what, like, it doesn't matter that I'm gay, you know, like, I'm, hey, people see me for me, and they see that I'm making moves, you know. So I think that's what's more important. And I think when I told him that, he could somewhat understand more, like, hey, like, yeah, being gay is just me, like, you know, like, it's nothing, like, yeah, I'm gay, like, whatever, you know, move on. So, you know, again, explain that to him, and I think he understood. But yeah, again, we had a great conversation. I think overall with that, I've learned a lot, because again, I was like, what do straight male guys listen to musically, you know, music wise and it's a lot of like punk rock music, 80s, 70s and 90s and early 2000s. I'm like, oh my god, that's it. He was like, I listen to French acoustic and a little bit of K-pop. And I was like, wow. I was like, where's Lady Gaga? Maybe even Adele? Like, I, you know. And he's like, I listen to, like, those ish, like, I guess on the radio whenever, but not, like, in his playlist. So I'm like, okay, makes sense in a way. Just joking. But yeah, again, very interesting experience. I've learned a lot too, because I've actually have never had, like, a straight guy friend that, like, I can talk to. I don't count coworkers, obviously, because I see them every day. Like, this is someone that I've met from school, you know, as an adult. And it's been a very interesting perspective, because he's religious, he's Christian, and, you know, I'm Buddhist, so I don't know anything about Christianity and things like that. So it was really interesting to learn about all that. And he was explaining it to me, and he was very patient too. Like, I told him, hey, like, I had questions, and I told him, like, I don't want to come off offensive, or I don't know if they're offensive, and I don't want to say something that would offend you. And he's like, no, say what you have to say. I want you to learn and understand, you know, like, in a way, like, how I come from and things like that. And it's like, okay. So again, I'm glad that he was open-minded, and that we were able to talk and have a very pretty intellectual conversation, I would say. So I'm his first gay friend, and then he's my first, like, really first, like, straight guy friend. And yeah, it's great. I mean, I would love it if, you know, like, he was gay or bi or something, and we could live happily ever after. But he has a girlfriend, and I'm like, you know what, I'm moving on. As much as I think you're cute and would love to be, to, like, live our life together, I'm not gonna push any further, obviously. So I was like, I'm defeated, but it is what it is. I will move on. But yeah, it's good. I've never had a male friend like that, so it would be nice, you know, because again, being friends with all girls it's nice, you know. But it's nice to have, again, a different perspective, especially as, like, a straight guy, you know. And I definitely could learn a lot too, and again, how they think, but, like, learn from their perspective and see how they kind of, like, think too, you know, observe or whatever, you know, or just things like that. So again, we'll see how things go. Definitely will keep you updated with my friend Peter Parker, let's call him that. A guy with many different webs and layers. But yeah, so on top of, like, the gay community too, like, it's just a very interesting topic, I would say. Like, I think even after I had the conversation, I was like, wow, like, no matter what, like, you know, being gay, it's like, it's not exhausting, but it's like, even till this day, I just feel like it's confusing in a way. I don't know how to put it into words, but, like, even when I think about the gay community, I just feel like it's a lot. Even the gay community itself, it's, like, so segregated. Okay, I'm changing topics in a way, but, like, you know, I just, like, oh my god, I just feel like I can never catch a break as a gay guy. Like, it's never, like, you know, and it's just people always have these questions or things like that, and I'm like, oh my god. But again, it's fine to, sorry, I'm gonna create my closet a little bit open to kind of let the air in. Yes, feels so much better. But yeah, so just talking about the gay community, I don't know, again, how many people that actually listen are gay or things like that, but, like, it's just such a divided world too, you know. I, like, it's so crazy how, like, us as gay people, we want to like we want that like acceptance and things like that, and just like, you know, but like when I go on Grindr and all things like that, like, or like talking on like online, and it's like such a different environment. Like, even though like we talk about like acceptance and like things like that, like they will definitely segregate you within the gay community too. And it's just like, so to me it's a little hypocritical, I would say, you know. Or like, you know, I would actually talk to like a lot of, like, not talk to a lot of guys, but even on Grindr, like, or things like that, I would like their, or tap their picture, because I'm like, okay, he's cute, let's see. Or I would, I think I used to go a long time ago, like on Omegle and things like that, and then just again, like, I was just like, let me just see how things go, and just talking again. Like, I love learning about how other people's gay experience is, because mine was definitely really different, and I would love to learn how other people were. But even when we like talked about dating and things like that, or even again, like more like of a dating app, and you know, a lot of them were like, yeah, like, you're Asian, like, you're very cute, but I don't date Asians, you know. And I was like, well, you know, mine, I'm like, why, you know, like, if you think I'm very attractive, like, why wouldn't you want to, not when obviously like want to date me, but like, it's what's stopping you? And it's because of my race, you know, ethnicity. Like, it's so confusing to me. So it's like, it's just a lot to kind of think about too, just like, again, in that perspective, because it's like, we want to be treated equally, and you know, at least have a fair shot, and just in general, you know, especially being like, again, a gay person, and the fact that you're not going to give it to someone else, especially in the gay community, I just feel like it's kind of wrong. I understand everyone has their preference. Like, listen, for me, I would love a Hispanic guy, like a beautiful Hispanic guy, like maybe like 5'10", 6 feet max, you know, a pretty good build. I don't mind like a little dad bod, but like, I definitely would want like a guy who has some muscle. Again, I would love a business-oriented, family-oriented guy, you know, who just is really kind and hardworking, will basically do everything for me. Like, that's what I would picture. But again, life is life, and I've liked many guys who aren't Hispanic or Spanish or whatever. Like, I haven't, like, you know, like in that aspect, like, I've liked a lot of white guys, you know, black guys too, and like Asian guys. It's like, I've mixed, you know, and it's like, doesn't matter, it's just whoever I find attractive, whoever has a good personality, I would want to talk to you. You know, and I try to keep it on my mind, especially in this community, because it's like, it's just so annoying, you know, or you have to be a specific way, like, you know, or they won't talk to you, and it's very draining, to say the least. And you know, there's always like a lot of prejudgment to being gay, and it's again, even like for people who like, I guess, don't have a lot of experience with like other like gay people, you know, they just have all these assumptions about who you are, and oh, like, you don't want to wear makeup or things like that. I've had a couple people tell me, especially like close friends, I guess, who didn't understand it when I first came out too. They're like, well, do you want to like put on some makeup with me? And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm not into makeup. He's like, well, you're gay, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I am, but it doesn't mean I'm a girl, you know. Or like, in that aspect, like, just because as a girl likes to do that, doesn't mean just because I'm gay and I like guys and you like guys, like, it doesn't correlate the same way. And it's like, it's just, it's very annoying. So it's, again, like, I just feel like sometimes, like, being gay, you just get all these like assumptions and things like that, and it's just like so exhausting to deal with sometimes, you know, because it's like, sometimes I want to like not talk about it and things like that. Yeah, you know, and I just like, sometimes I like, being gay, I just feel like shouldn't matter, you know, and it shouldn't affect, to me, any relationship in any way. You know, I truly do feel about religion too, but again, I understand that's their belief and stuff like that, and I obviously am not gonna like talk down upon them at all. But it was just like, you know, if in some religions, like, if you should be like be treated equally, or like, you know, everyone should be loved, like, you should love everyone in a way, you know, like, nothing, like, if you love everyone, you should love everyone for who they are, you know, and no one should be judged because of something like simple, or like judged for as a whole. And so again, going back to the guy, like, again, I appreciate that, yes, he doesn't support me being gay in a way that, which is basically kind of homophobic, he's still willing to be friends with me, because, you know, of him getting to know me before that, knowing that I was gay, you know, he doesn't want to obviously change that, because, you know, we've had such a great relationship. So, you know, it's like, it's just crazy. Oh my god, it's been a lot. It's a lot of thought that I've been having, especially after that conversation. I've just been like feeling so weird mentally, just like, oh, just a lot of questions. It's like I want to like just talk about it, so here I am talking about it into a mic. But yeah, so that's kind of my experience being in the gay community overall. You know, I think growing up, again, people just assume like makeup, or like, yeah, like let's go do all these like girly things. I'm like, no, I'm not into them, you know, in a way, quote-unquote girly things, you know. And it's like, just, yeah, because remember, just because I'm gay. Or people would be like, oh my god, like, here's my gay best friend. I'm like, okay, you know, like, just your friend who happens to be gay, like, why I keep talking about it like that. So yeah, growing up, that's been like that a lot. Or again, like, people have been like telling me, you need to act a certain way, like you're a guy, you know, but you need to, like, you know, you're gay or whatever, so we need to straighten you up, or blah blah blah. And it's like, oh god, like I'm tired of this conversation with like the straight man like that, or with some like ignorant girls about like other things, you know. So it's like, it's just, I feel like no matter where I go, there's always these assumptions or things that they want to like put into me or expect me to believe. Or, you know, I'm glad, I'm, again, for me, I'm not gonna be like, oh, you stupid bitch in my mind, yeah. But I'm like, okay, no, let me educate you, let me talk to you. And this is not how I feel. Every person is different. There are gay guys who would love everything that you're doing, but I'm just not one of them. Like, yes, I like guys, yes, I'm a, like, you know, I can be girly here and there, and I, you know, I like most of my friends are girls and things like that, but I don't put on makeup. You know, again, I work in a nail salon, so sometimes I swatch colors on my nails to help a client, but that's it. You know, again, I don't mind like joking around, not joking around, but like, you know, having fun, or just like, yeah, like just joking ish and around, you know, like that. But again, I'm not, that's not something I'm into. I wear chapstick or whatever, but that's it. Again, I don't think I go any farther than that, to be honest. So yeah, it's just kind of like, why make those stupid assumptions, or, you know, why try to put your beliefs on my beliefs? And in terms of dating, again, it's like, why do you have to have a specific preference? You know, again, like me being Asian, or you have to be like a masculine top or a mask bottom, or like things like that. I hear all those things all the time on these dating apps. I'm like, oh my god, like really? Like, I understand you have preferences, but damn, like you can't be open-minded to see how a person is individually first, and then, you know, go from there. Because that's what I've learned. Again, I love Hispanic guys and things like that. But when I was living in North Carolina after I came out, I was like, wow, like there are a lot of attractive white men. And they're very nice, they're very charming, they just happen to be straight, you know. I'm like, oh my god, if I like, you know, had more courage and things like that, and I really put myself out there at that time, you know, maybe I could have found someone amazing who was white or whatever. And again, I didn't let my like quote-unquote preferences like get the best of me, you know, or like have that like preset in my mind. And I don't think a lot of people should do that. And it's annoying, definitely in the gay community. And plus, too, side note, I hate when the guys fetishize Asian people. It's so fucking annoying. Like it's like the way they say it too. It's like, you know, if you haven't been with an Asian guy, be like, oh cool, I've never been with an Asian guy like person, you know. Or like, okay, I get that. But you can be like, whoa, like wow, like you're my first Asian guy that I talked to. Or like the way they say it too, it's just very off-putting, you know. If you talk about casually and like, you know, then I get it. It's like you're just dating it, like, you know. But if you're gonna make it sound very sexual, or like, you know, make it very uncomfortable for me, it's like, ew, you know. I don't know, and that's just something else that I've been really annoyed about too in the gay community. It's like they fetishize a lot of people or certain things, and you know, a lot of them are set in their ways, I feel like, you know. And I get it in a way, but it's like, man, like we want other people to be open-minded, we expect that, you know. So I feel like we too as a community should do that. And I feel like if you do, you know, you open yourself to a lot of possibilities. Because again, like I still follow a lot of people on my Snapchat who are like gay people, like, you know, gay, or who I've met on dating apps or things like that, though I don't talk too much anymore, and they're still struggling to find someone and things like that. I mean, I am too, but in their sense, I how they are too, they're very picky, or they expect certain things, or I, like, you know, people act a certain way. And I'm like, you know, that could be another reason why, you know, you might be single, or like maybe you haven't found someone. For me, I feel like it's just because again with my schedule, plus again, I also want to talk about that in terms of expectation. I feel like for me too, again, being a gay guy and a very in a family household where obviously like, or in terms of like my whole family, like my, you know, cousins and stuff like that, like we don't have that many like gay people, you know. So I'm like one of the very, very few who is like a gay guy. So, you know, again, like, I feel like, too, for me, I want to make sure that their perception isn't like, oh, gay guys just go out, do drugs, or, you know, just have sex with all other men. Like, no. You know, I'm a great guy. I work hard. Like, I like to have fun, too, and things like that. But, like, I don't want you to expect, like, you know, like, that's why, like, in terms of dating, I'm very picky of the personality, especially, because they need to be family-oriented. They need to make sure, like, if I bring you home, like, they have to understand, like, my Asian parents and family, they're going to judge them really hard, especially, like, as us as a couple, they're going to judge us, because, again, like, we're a gay couple, and it's not familiar to them. Because I have cousins, literally, she would bring home a guy, like, all the time, like, whenever, especially in high school, because, you know, like, you date off, on and on, things like that. So she would date a guy, bring him home, didn't work out, move on, and it's like, they didn't care. They're like, okay, Trina, train is basically, not train, sorry, I like lost my train of thought right there. She's not gonna watch this, let's just move on. Okay, we're gonna call her Train. I mean, she's gonna get it, but just, I'm saying it now, and if she does watch this, oh my God, I can't believe I just spilled a name. I'm not gonna re-record this. It's like, I don't even know how to edit this. I don't plan on editing it. You know what? I like it. I'm gonna keep it in. I'm already 45 minutes in. Okay, oh my God, I can't believe I just said it. Okay, Train. Basically, girl, I'm just saying, if you are listening to this, don't get offended. But yeah, like, you know, especially in high school, you didn't bring home, like, a lot of guys. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. Sorry, viewers. I know this is, like, so awkward, but I mean, again, I don't think she's gonna watch it, but if she does, like, I don't want her to be offended. But true, like, you know, you know, in a way, like, she does tend to bring home, like, not like, okay, like, not like a crazy amount, but definitely, like, when she dates someone, she definitely would bring them over, or, like, you know, like, to see her mom or family gatherings. And again, like, they don't care, you know. But I feel like in my position, it's different, you know, because it's like, you know, again, being gay and things like that, they already have the assumption that, like, we, again, are like, let me just hoe around, you know. And I'm like, no. That's why, like, when I bring home someone, I want to make sure they understand, like, no, when I bring home someone, like, this is someone I hopefully want to marry. This is someone I feel like I will have a future with. You know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But listen, I'm not going to bring home, like, a guy every other day, like, normally, you know, or whenever, like, I just date someone, like, no. Or, like, not date someone, but go on dates with. So it's like, you know, for me, it's like, being gay too has a lot of expectations that is very hard to, like, you know, sometimes it's a lot of pressure, you know, especially for, like, my dad, who, like, again, he's learned to accept me, but obviously I've never bring home a guy. And I know when that day comes, it's gonna be very, very interesting, to say the least. So I definitely want to make sure that, like, if I do, like, my dad can be like, you know what, like, I see that he's a good guy and things like that. Like, I don't want him to have that first impression, like, oh, he's a douchey guy, like, oh, you know. And then bring home another guy and another guy, like, you know. I know my parents want to see that. It's like, no, we want to see you being stable emotionally, you know, things like that. Like, if they're your friend, then that's another thing. But, you know, that's why I'm very careful. And I think too, like, I feel like in a lot of families, maybe, you know, I could be wrong, but, you know, we want as gay, like, men to, you know, again, make sure that, like, hey, like, this is who I am, and don't think that what you see or hear about, like, the stereotypes are, like, always true. So yeah, I feel like that's another thing too that's been a topic that or something that, again, I'm trying to make sure that I do, like, fulfill for myself in a way. Like, again, when I bring home a guy, I want to make sure you're the one, so that when my parents see you or family, like, hey, like, this is the one, and, you know, like, this is how he is. You know, he's obviously not gonna be perfect, but I just want them to understand that, like, I'm just like everyone else. So yeah, that's another thing too about being gay. I feel like I touched on everything overall. That was just an experience I definitely want to talk about. But to keep the episode longer, I definitely wanted to include other, you know, aspects and things like that too. I did want to do a podcast on this too, so it's good that I combined it, because obviously it would have been really short if I did just one of, like, I did both of these stories individually. But yeah, if many of you are, like, coming out as gay or, you know, things like that, just understand that, like, you know what, you're gonna deal with a lot of prejudgment, you're gonna deal with a lot of some assumptions. Yeah, but what I would say as someone of advice is, honestly, just be yourself, but, you know, also be very careful in a way. You know, you are human, you know, you should just, like, again, you're, everyone's normal, you know. But I feel like, you know, just be open-minded to what people have to say. Again, don't be like 100% angry right away, but just hear them out, see what they have to say, and then you educate them if you have to, and put them in their place, you know, nicely. Because again, too, like, you don't want to seem like offended, you know, like things like that, or you want to make sure you come off like, hey, like, maybe what you said is kind of stupid, but you know what, let me correct you. But again, professionally, respectfully, and I think they'll get understand that better. I think overall I've been doing a good job with that, and you know, talking to everyone who has said some stupid things or assumed stupid things, and I've made sure I've been like, hey, like, you're a stupid, like, fucking bitch, you know, in a way. But you know, I will explain to you what is wrong and or what is right, things like that. So yeah, overall, after you do that, I think people have more respect for you too as a person. So it's been interesting. I think, again, now by the time I post this, I'll be 22, and I don't know, I think I'll probably post this like towards November or something like that. But yeah, like, again, I think with how I live now, I'm very happy with how I am. Yes, I'm not dating anyone, sadly, but you know what, I would rather wait, find someone that I can truly connect with, have a good conversation with, who will love me for who I am, and you know, kind of, you know, go from there. This is not being gay, but overall too, I don't know if it's like this generation or how people are, but like, I don't know if it's because of social media, but a lot of people's attention spans are very small, and when it comes to that, it's very hard for people to connect, I feel like. You know, people don't want to be in relationships as long, or they're not, you know, or if you're dating or something, you have to always like be in it, or like you have to make everything always so interesting all the time. If not, it's like it dies away. And you know, with the power of like the block button, unfollow, or things like that, it's like you can easily just stop talking to someone, and you know, it makes the connections very hard. You know, like, there are people I've been talking to, but it's like, I don't like this one thing, because like, I'm allergic to dogs. I think it was this one guy I talked to like very briefly, but you know, he's like, oh wow, like, you're cute, things like that, we're talking, great conversation, then you know, I guess we were talking about pets. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm allergic, you know, maybe like a dog that doesn't shed, I'm okay, but cats, I'm highly allergic. And they're like, well, oh, and you know, they were like kind of upset, they're like, okay, block, don't talk anymore. And I'm like, are you serious? You know, it's like, it's so fucking stupid, like, really, that's what you're gonna block me for? Or like, you know, it's just like small things like that. And again, this is a general thing, not just a gay thing, but it's like, you know, it's like very hard for me. Well, I'm saying for me, like, that's why dating has been so difficult, because like, a lot of people I've been going on dates with, just, it's like, they don't understand how to connect with people, you know, or even text, you know, like, a lot of the people I text, I don't go on dates with many of them. Again, because it's like, if I can't talk to you over text and have a decent conversation, how are we going to do that in person? So yeah, it's a lot, I think. And that's why I'm still kind of just single, just doing my thing. Again, I'm trying to focus on me, do what I want to do first, and then go from there. If I meet someone along the way, that'll be great. That's why I'm trying to join clubs, or you know, see like who I connect with, you know, maybe if it's in class and school, you know. I thought it was with Peter, but damn, no, it's not. So yeah, this can happen again, similar to Peter's, you know, experience, like our experience with my experience with Peter. You know, maybe I'll find someone again soon, but again, we'll see. But yeah, again, hopefully you guys have learned how I thought about and my perspective of things like that. If you don't agree with me, you know, okay, sorry. If you do agree, okay, cool. You know, like, it's just different perspectives. I don't mean any harm. Obviously, I'm proud to be gay. I'm proud to be Asian. I'm proud to be who I am. And you know, I don't let anyone like change my perspective or anything. But you know, again, it's always good to be respectful towards other people, again. And you know, I think it's always good to be aware of your surroundings, and not like impress other people, but show them like, hey, like, you know what, if this is what you believe in, I can prove you wrong in a way, you know. And show them like, oh wow, actually this is not how like gay people are, you know. I'm not saying it's our responsibility to do that, but if you can, and you know, it's not gonna like hurt you or in any way or things like that, like, if you could put a little extra to, you know, in a way, again, like, prove them wrong in terms of like wording, you know, like, I feel like it's a great thing to do, you know, just again to show them, so that when they talk to other people, they have a better understanding, like, oh, you know, that's not how all gay people are. And then, you know, it creates a positive effect, I feel like. Again, if you don't agree with me about that, then oh well, sorry. But yeah, hopefully this episode has been very enlightening. It was great to talk. I've talked for about an hour, and I think, you know, I'm ready to go to bed and just really, yeah. Oh, almost forgot. Let's talk about our Selena news of the day. I need to do this before I do my podcast episodes. Jesus Lord. Okay, but for my Selena facts, from today, it's like, what day is it today? It's Saturday, October 17th. Yeah, I'm posting this video probably like way later. But yeah, Selena released the new song with Coldplay. Overall, it's pretty good. I think it suits her voice. I wish she sang more lines. I think because with the obviously it's a duet, and then with the instrumental and the band, like, I feel like it kind of took away from Selena's voice a little bit. It suited her well, but I feel like she could have made the song better if she sang it more. But you know, again, it's a duet and they have to balance each other out, and maybe he had, you know, he needed to sing more lines than her and things like that. But again, it is what it is. But yeah, my Selena party is gonna be happening next week, so I'm posting on my TikTok. If you see that on TikTok and you're like, oh my god, you listen to my podcast, text me in the comments, shout out to me or whatever if that's ever happened. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, I think it's something different. Like, you think of 22nd, like your birthday, I'm like, oh, screw birthday dinner, screw like being at home, like let's do something fun. Like, if I'm gonna have a birthday party, like let's not just do the traditional like sit there, talk, eat karaoke or board games or whatever. Like, no, I'm gonna throw a Selena Gomez fucking costume birthday party. Let's change it up and let's make things interesting. And a lot of people like the idea, you know. I was like, yeah, it's boring that I, like, I'm not gonna do it every year obviously as a costume, but like, you know, let's change it up once in a while. Like, let's do something, you know, that's not the norm in a way, or do something that's fun. It's so tiring going to all these parties, you know, birthday parties I go to, and it's just the same thing. Like, happy birthday, here's a cake, here's food, let's get to talk and catch up and then go home. Like, no, let's change it up and let's all put on Selena Gomez costumes. So yeah, mine's pretty good. My pants should be shipping soon. Hopefully it comes next week. If not, then I'm doomed. But yeah, so that's my Selena fact. Hopefully she releases her own personal lead single to her album, like either early next year or at the end of the year to this year. But I know she's releasing an album, and I've heard a couple leaks, like short leaks, and oh, they're very R&B-esque. They're very good, and I'm very excited. But yeah, don't forget to stream Rare. And until next time, my name is Kevin.